State of the Union from Ag Perspective. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The State of the Union gives a list of the president's priorities. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports on what matters most to U.S. agriculture.
No matter who's president, the State of the Union address is always long on goals but short on specifics. American Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Mark Maslin says several issues mentioned in President Obama's speech are of major interest to U.S. agriculture.
Perhaps the most important one and the most timely one for us is the issue of trade, and specifically his urging of the Congress to pass the Korea Free Trade Agreement. He did not urge the Congress to take up the Colombia and Panama agreements, but he did say that they were pursuing further negotiations with them.
Because they could bring an extra $3 billion into the country in agricultural exports. Maslin says the suggestion of a spending freeze to lower the federal deficit is also important, as long as it's noted that farm spending in this country is less than 0.5% of the federal budget.
You're not going to balance the budget on the backs of agriculture. The money's just not there. So as part of an overall deficit reduction strategy, agriculture is going to be part of that process. We want to make sure that we're not disproportionately impacted, given the limited amount of money that is spent there right now. I think it's important that agriculture and the policymakers in general look at what's the best way to craft and construct a safety net that works for agriculture going forward.
The president also talked a lot about regulatory reform.
It'll be interesting going forward, given the challenges and the frustrations that farmers and ranchers have with the regulatory agenda from this administration, particularly out of the Environmental Protection Agency. There seems to be a bit of a disconnect. We'll wait for the details to see if this, in fact, changes the mindset and the approach that we see every day from the Department of Interior or from the Environmental Protection Agency or from the Department of Labor as it relates to the regulations that are either proposed or being developed.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.